It's Wednesday, July 17th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. The Barron County Fair kicks off today and runs through Sunday. Senator Ron Johnson said a teleprompter error made him read the wrong speech. "Why does so much wildfire smoke from Canada move into Wisconsin?" asked the U.S. Forest Service. And Culver's celebrates 40 years of Butterburgers. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. The Barron County Fair starts today and runs through Sunday. Showings and judging start today for junior classes, along with showings for dogs, cats, small animals, and sheep. The opening ceremony is at 2:30 p.m. The Spectrum Carnival opens at 5 p.m. today. Harness races start at 7 p.m. with tickets $5 for grandstand seating. Daily fair passes are $6 or season passes $20. More information about the fair schedule, go to barroncountyfair.com. The Republican National Convention is in full swing, now with Donald Trump officially as its presidential nominee and U.S. Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio as his running mate. Trump energized the crowd Monday night by entering the arena with a bandage on his right ear after being injured during an assassination attempt Saturday. The second night of the Republican National Convention has centered on issues of crime and immigration, with many speakers echoing unfounded claims that Democrats intentionally want to replace Americans through illegal immigration. Speakers Tuesday mentioned what they described as the former president's strength and resilience after the shooting at his rally in Pennsylvania. The former president is expected to give his nomination acceptance speech Thursday, while Vance is expected to take the stage on Wednesday night. Senator Ron Johnson says he intended to be less divisive in his convention speech. Bob Haig takes a look.
Johnson said he read the wrong speech at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee on Monday night. He said he'd rewritten it to delete this phrasing.
"Today's Democrat agenda, their policies, are a clear and present danger to America, to our institutions, our values, and our people."
The Wisconsin Republican later told PBS NewsHour that he had intended to read a different version of the speech that included a call to heal and unify. Johnson said the teleprompter loaded the older version and its divisive message. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
While the Republican Party has long opposed the use of standalone ballot drop boxes, State Party Chair Brian Schimming is encouraging Wisconsin voters to use them.
"We are in this as a statewide team. It's why I've been talking about early vote a lot. And many of you know I was the first state chairman of the country to roll out an early vote campaign. But we cannot in this state keep going into Election Day 100,000 votes down and make it up in 12 hours.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court approved the use of absentee ballot drop boxes earlier this month. Schimming spoke Tuesday morning at the Wisconsin delegation breakfast at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. The U.S. Forest Service is researching why so much Canadian wildfire smoke is moving into Wisconsin. Research meteorologist Jay Charney tells WXPR in Rylander the service is researching how best to predict how much smoke is being produced and when.
"That will make it more accurate to know what happens to that smoke when it's transported downwind."
Last year, the Wisconsin DNR issued more than 15 air quality alerts because of wildfire smoke drifting into the state. That's more than any other year since 2010. Culver's is celebrating 40 years of deliciousness. Sean Maloney tells us more.
Craig Culver began the popular Wisconsin chain 40 years ago in Sauk City, and he's bringing it back to where it all began. A Thursday morning block party will allow residents to get 89-cent custard and free cake until it's gone. Yard games, giveaways, a historical display, and a commemorative painting are all part of the festivities. Culver's restaurants nationwide will also be donating funds from sales on Thursday to a charity of their choice. The first Culver's opened in Sauk City on July 18, 1984, and now the chain has 980 locations spread across 26 states. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.